The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 4th of September. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host is the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
Good day, Paul Andrews.
Good day.
Well, I'm going...
You're going all Aussie?
Well, yeah, I was listening to the voiceover lady that was on earlier on the intro, and I thought she was a little Antipodean, so I thought I'd just say good day.
Was she? And, I didn't notice.
Yeah, do you not notice?
No.
Well, you know that I love an accent.
Oh, you do, yeah. I have to warn you, listener, she even tries to do them occasionally, but most of her accents are awful.
I love one, and I'm hugely excited because, of course, we've got a nice South African on today.
You were going to talk about Bruce and all kinds of things. Oh,
yeah,
sorry, Bruce. I apologise in advance. I'm really sorry. She's the most...
I love a Bruce.
The
Bruce.
And a little bit of Rooibos. Which I'm actually...
Oh, sorry, I thought you said he was from South Africa. I didn't realise he was from Northern Ireland. Sorry, go carry on.
I'm actually, in Bruce Kidd's honour, I'm actually drinking Rooibos tea.
Oh, yeah, I like a bit of Rooibos, actually.
I do, yeah.
Rooibos, awesome, nice.
Yeah, I like a bit of Rooibos.
I didn't buy you any for your birthday.
You bought me ginger.
I know, I thought you liked ginger. I didn't know about ginger.
Yeah.
But happy birthday.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you.
I mean, your birthday's gone on a bit, really.
It was 2 weeks ago, so we've nearly finished.
It's gone on, hasn't it? Because you sort of extended
it. At my age, mate, you have to make every second count.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. So who might our sponsor be today?
Oh, right. Our sponsor. Mm. It's Phoenix Analysts.
I'm glad you knew.
No, I did. Cole Brownsill and the team from Phoenix Analysts, thank you so much for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate it. Phoenix are project managers and data analysts. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, which is phoenixanalysts.co.uk.
Have they risen from the ashes?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Sure, very good. I'm sure they have.
Not.
And let's introduce Neville Pritchard as well.
Well, you want to introduce a guest, do you?
Well, I want you to. Yeah.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Why do you want me to?
Because after 9 years of working with you, I feel that you ought to do a little bit of work.
Oh, I see. After 9 years of being on the show with me, you decided to change the format.
Yes.
I understand.
I like to announce the guest first.
Cool.
And you know Neville Pritchard more than I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have two guests in the studio. First off, we're going to be hearing from Mr. Bruce Kidd. And Bruce is from Operational Accounting Systems. And we'll be talking to Bruce later on in the show. And then in the second part of the show, we're going to be talking to Neville Pritchard. Neville is from People in Flow.
That's right.
And Neville has also recently, although we were discussing this off air, it wasn't that recent now, it was 18 months ago, wrote a book.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
He's an author.
And we're going to be talking about that as well.
Yeah, published 3 months ago.
Though. Yeah, okay. Right.
And published by?
Very good question. Author House.
Author House.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to look this up.
Well, there's a copy right there.
Wow.
Is it Go Beyond, it's called.
Will he sign it, though? Mm.
Of course.
Oh. I like this kind of guest.
Yeah, he's nice, isn't he? So we're going to be talking to Neville later in the show. And just for completeness, we're joined in the studio by Neville's assistant, the lovely Corinne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Now, is it Corinne or Corinne?
Corinne.
See, like Redgrave.
Yes,
like the famous
actress. She's nothing like Corinne Redgrave.
She was a famous actress. She's similar. Because you said Corinne. You put the emphasis on the
I? See, I knew someone called Corinne, that's why.
Yeah.
Corinne.
But there is an emphasis sometimes on the I, isn't there, Corinne?
There is, yes.
There's a Corinne or
a
Corinne.
Mm.
Yeah. There you go.
Corinne.
Yeah. I like to trip him up as much as possible.
She likes to pull me to pieces and critique my presentation style. It makes her happy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Happy show.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a lovely packed show for you with some interesting guests to talk to, and then obviously there's Jules as well.
Yeah, thank you for that.
We'd like to hear from you, though. The business is out there in business world, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BeBunker. And we have already had a few million tweets, so we will read those shortly, and some emails. And I'll tell you what, Jules, why don't we kick off with something now?
Well, okay, you want me to read an email?
I don't care. You can put, yeah. You can choose.
I'm going to tweet, aren't I? I'm going to read a tweet. Because we've had the lovely Martin White on the phone.
Really?
No, twittering.
He's twittering.
He's not on the phone. He's on my phone, of course.
He's on your phone, obviously.
Yeah. Can you tell I'm a bit scatty today?
Yeah.
You know why? I've just had a great big slug while
sugar
Bruce
rush.
Was watching.
Are you on a sugar rush?
Conscious chocolate.
Yeah, she's on a sugar rush, listener.
Bruce, you'll like this. It's raw. Totally raw and vegan and all sorts of things.
Ooh,
I've just
awesome.
Passed... sorry to interrupt this.
Oh, no, you take over. You know, I mean, let's talk about chocolate. I mean, who the hell wanted to talk about business?
Well,
we might as well talk about chocolate.
I was
you like a bit of chocolate, Bruce?
I love chocolate,
A bit of vegan chocolate.
Especially vegan
Bruce,
chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
You don't get it
anywhere.
Well, I've just...
What's your favourite chocolate, Bruce?
Just the normal muck one.
No, it's not now. It's Plamil. It's Plamil, made in Folkestone, Brucey. Yeah.
This is my new
Anyway, Mrs. Serkin... What's Mr. White got to say?
Okay, so Martin Paul White on Twitter has tweeted in from his other little Twitter handle, Supply My Business.
Right.
And he says, hello, Vanilla Web Jules Serkin, just like that.
Did he? He sounds like that, doesn't he? Hello.
Hello. looking forward to the Business Bunker show. He did the hashtag BBunker, 10 points.
Good man.
10 points. Can we please have a shout out for our after hours joint networking event next Thursday evening, says Martin, please, with there's some Twitter handles here, so bear with me, at Brian's BN and then Jarman's Solicitors.
It's Jarman's Solicitors, yeah.
So it's Jarman's Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what I'm doing here? And then Metro_Bank.
Right.
And it's at the Dartford FC, is that football club?
Yep.
Booking... link is on Eventbrite. So I've retweeted that as well, but it's Thursday the 13th of September, 6 to 8 p.m. at Dartford FC.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for
that, Martin. That's with Supply My Business, Brian's Business Networking, Jarman Solicitors, and Metro Bank.
Yeah, now Metro Bank actually comes to the Slope Off.
Today.
Yeah, so Slope Off Friday is this Friday, 2 p.m. In Ramsgate at the lovely Little Ships restaurant.
At the Little Ships?
Yeah.
I shall put my phone... on answer phone for the rest of the day.
In case I call for a lift
home. In case you call for a lift home.
Okay.
A drunken call for a lift home.
Now, I thought I might read an email, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, go for
it. What do you think? Okay, so working well, your strategy for a healthy business, Ruby Wax and the Bradley Group present A Day on Health and Wellbeing at Work. It's Wednesday the 10th of October. It's at 8:45 a.m. till 4:30, and it's at the Tudor Marriott Hotel in Bearsted, near Maidstone in Kent. The Bradley Group is hosting a one-day symposium to demystify employee health and well-being. And the day is for business leaders who need a better end-to-end understanding of what they should be doing to best safeguard their employees' physical and mental health. The chair of the day is Sir Bill Callaghan, and he's the chair of the British Occupational Health Research Foundation. And the keynote speaker is Ruby Wax. Not only a TV and stage star, Ruby is an incredibly knowledgeable speaker on health and well-being. A lot of listeners will know that she suffered from deep depression in the past and has always been brave enough to speak out of it. This is not written, I'm just saying that. Other speakers are Ruth Denier from ITV, Jan Mills from the Bradley Group, Helen Greatorex, what great names these are, Greatorex, and Mary Mumvari from KMPT, Sarah Tapley, who's a chartered ergonomist. That's sitting up straight in your chair and things like that. How to sit at desks. How to look after your back, isn't it?
Ergonomics, yeah.
And keeping your screen at the right height and all that stuff. Standing desks. I'm ad-libbing here.
Yeah, yeah, you're trying to avoid using the term for an individual ergonomic designer, aren't you?
It's quite hard to say.
Yeah. Ergonomicists. Yeah.
Wouldn't like to say that after a sherry, would you?
No, you could probably pronounce it better, actually, after a lunch.
This exclusive event, Paul Andrews, will feature insightful seminars and practical demonstrations from a wide array of relevant experts and business leaders, giving you sensible and easy-to-implement ideas on how to set a strategy to keep your business healthy. There will be plenty of opportunities to discuss these important issues and ask questions throughout the day. And there's going to be a 7-person conference bike, whatever that is. That must be a great big tandem.
Mm-hmm.
So to visit the Bradley Group, you can go to thebradleygroup.co.uk and you can book your tickets, finding out the link on kentbusinessradio.co.uk or bizradio.co.uk.
You can indeed. Yeah.
So that is the 10th of October, a Wednesday, 8:45 a.m. to 4:30 at the Tudor Marriott in Bearstead. Long press release there. I have jawache officially, but a very interesting seminar.
Cool. I had a tweet from Lucy Hall, Lucy Hall's social
Hello.
Media. And she says, could we have a shout out, please, for an event that's coming up on the 19th of November at Buckmore Park called Kickstart Social Digital. And you can follow that on the Twitter at Kickstart Digita. Digita.
Yeah.
They ran out of letters, obviously. It's full of great Kent marketers educating people on all areas of social and digital. It's £45 a ticket, and that includes lunch. If you use the code CR, that's for Channel Radio, I guess, CR, you get £10 off the ticket price. Can't be bad, can it?
No.
So there you go. You can follow Lucy on the Twitter, Lucy S. Hall, H-A-L-L, or you can follow Kickstart Digita and look at the... event at Buckmore Park, Kickstart Social Digital. So that's great. I happen to know that Lucy runs a huge social media event in London, and I think this is kind of a version of that for local people here.
Sounds great.
So good.
Yeah.
Mm. What you got?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just looking
we don't at my... just stop, you know.
No, I was looking at tweets, you see. Right. Well, I've still got jawache, actually, as you asked what I've got.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll read one.
Building Business with Purpose says at... I'm going to spell this Twitter. So it's at S-O-C-E-N-T Kent is hosting a key hashtag social enterprise conference on the 23rd of November. We even get hashtags in our press releases now, don't we?
I know.
We're so hip. 2018 for social entrepreneurs in hashtag Ashford. Only 50 spaces available, they say. Please register your interest by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/SEK-conference. Paul Andrews.
Fantastic. Amazing colours. This is Ibiza fitness food. Fresh salmon with roasted veggies for this powerful paleo platter.
Ooh.
Deliveries are in full swing today in the UK. Last chance to get your orders in for the Ibiza. And then I can't read it because the rest of it's an Instagram post.
So they're based, they have an exclusive proper commercial kitchen in near Manston Airport, which we'll probably mention later, won't we?
We probably will.
And a beautiful kitchen, but they're now delivering their healthy paleo food for gym bunnies and people that just want to be healthy, all sorts of things, Brucey, even vegan. And they're delivering nationwide.
Fantastic. You can follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Ibiza Fitness Food.
3030 Business in Schools program.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Help us bridge the gap between school and business. This is brilliant. Mm. As business owners, managers, join the Bee Bunker radio show at jobsinkent.com and at FSB Kent to inspire the next generation of talent. The next events are the 5th of September, Wilmington.
So the Wilmington Academy tomorrow.
Where is Wilmington?
It's near Dartford.
Thank you.
Starting at 9 o'clock. You can still come along if you want.
And the second one is on the 21st of September in Rotham.
Rotham.
Spelt Rotham. I never understand these Kent names.
She's from Essex.
You can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30.
It's an event I run in conjunction with the Federation of Small Business.
Great idea.
We take 30 businesses into a school and we talk to roughly 30 A-level students about the world of work. And then we do some speed networking with them. And we give the students some workshops on how to prepare a CV, how to dress for appropriately for the appropriate interview and other informative stuff. And then we talk to them about careers and the world of work and apprenticeships. We have representatives that come along from Kent County Council, apprenticeship people, and also the Kent Supported Employment Group, who is another group that we do a lot of work with. Kent Supported Employment Group are a group run by Kent County Council that help people with disabilities and supported needs to find work.
That's fabulous, Paul.
It is.
Yeah. How long has that been going on?
This is Neville Pritchard speaking.
Yeah, about 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, and we run it free. It's completely free for schools. Any school can apply. And it takes half a morning.
Have you got any interesting stories from running
yeah.
it?
We've had loads. I mean, there isn't an outcome of it particularly because it's just an informative thing. Mm. But funnily enough, the thing started after a row at a conference I was running.
Do you know, practically everything you do starts,
it starts after a row.
This channel radio starts after a row, and if it doesn't,
I start a row and start something. But basically, there are a number of businesses, and anybody, we'll probably talk to Neville about this later, but we have a problem in the UK at the moment. We have massive skill shortages, 829,000 unfilled jobs right at the moment, and we can't fill anything. I'm looking for a plumber on Jobs in Kent at the moment, paying $52,000 a year, not a single application, not one.
Hard to find a trade.
Incredible. So there's a mismatch between education and people coming out. We still have nearly 11% youth unemployment, 400,000 unemployed people between 16 and 24. So, but lots of businesses were complaining that the youth aren't ready for work. Yeah, and lots of head teachers were getting upset about that at the conference. So we decided to put this program together to introduce the two sides to each other and talk to each other. So that's the starting point of the program, is so that educators understand what the world of work needs. But importantly, and this is, you know, to answer your question eventually, what was the outcome? One of the outcomes has been for employers to start to understand the new generation of people. Yeah, when we started this, we were talking about millennials, and now we're talking about Generation Z, obviously. If you want to feel really old, Generation Z is people born after the year 2000 who are currently entering the workforce.
No.
Yeah. So with Generation Z and millennials, they have a different view on the world. Yeah, they've grown up in their DNA with access to technology and mobile technology and smartphones. And they're
reality TV.
Yeah, but they're used to working in a particular way. So it's been educational from both sides of the spectrum, and that's been the main criteria. And one of the great things that I'm really proud of is how many employers come to me after doing one and say, are we allowed to offer them jobs? Yeah, because they start off going, they're unemployable. They meet them and go, I'd like to employ you. So it's that communication that's made the difference.
One of the things from a similar event that I went to was just how informed the employers were at the potential of the new skills that these young people were bringing into the workplace.
Yeah.
Different skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
But actually skills they hadn't really embraced or even thought about how it could add value to their business.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, without being too gross about it, you know, loads of businesses are run by middle-aged people, and we aren't the greatest at handling new technology. I'm going to have a rant later about the new phone I bought at the weekend, because I'm really upset about that. I wasted half my life trying to get a phone to work.
What have you got?
I bought just a new iPhone.
Yeah. What is it, this 8?
No, I bought a 7 because I didn't want to go mad.
I've got the 7. Have you still got the Plus?
I got a 7 Plus, but that wasn't the issue. You're like this. I'm going to have a quick rant about this. I went to Carphone Warehouse and bought an iPhone 7, and I said, I want it unlocked. Yeah? And they went, yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. And I had an iPhone 6, which I bought there, which was unlocked. Okay. I put my SIM in it. It started to work fine. I went to put a different SIM in my old phone, and it won't work. It's locked. How can it be? So I phone up. When we say it's unlocked, it's only unlocked until you put a SIM in it, and then it locks to the network that you put a SIM in.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's not unlocked, is it?
No, that's locked.
So I go to Vodafone, I went, can you unlock this? And they went, no, you've already asked for this once this year, you can't do two.
You'll have to go to some dodgy bloke on the
market.
Yeah,
I'll just say it's outrageous.
Yeah, have it done for a tenner.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was my rant anyway, and I wasted half my life trying to back up one phone to the other, you know.
I know. In the old days, they'd back it up in the store for you when you bought a phone.
Yeah.
Do you remember those days?
Yeah, they don't do it anymore because they go, oh, it's so easy for you to do. You just re-download your cloud and all the rest of it. And I'm like, nah.
It's not. Nothing is ever easy. Yeah.
We ask our children to do that for us.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, my kids weren't there. Yeah,
my one-year-old does that.
my partner's looking at me. She's going, how long have you worked in IT? Oh, 48 years. Yeah. And you can't back up your phone? Nah.
But the thing is, it's all got really... I do a lot of YouTube, and it's just nothing is ever... I think whoever designed it, it's like people that design pushchairs. They don't design them for women to pick them up. And I know they're better now, but my generation, when my kids are 22 now, baby one, but, you know, trying to fold the pushchairs and... Who designs them? Certainly nobody's ever pushed a pushchair.
No.
But you're right. And also, you've got, without being rude... big bloke fingers. So, you know, a younger generation tend to have, they're really quick, aren't they, when they go, D-d-d-d-d-d, and I think, how do they do that so quickly?
They got reversible thumbs.
Yeah.
It's a genetic distinction, I'm sure it is.
They've got digits.
I'm sure the thumbs will evolve eventually.
Yeah.
We're just going to have thumbs.
But on a downside, a big change in posture, because people are giving their young children iPads, which makes me quite sad. Kids are going on trains with iPads and they're watching films instead of looking out the window and seeing the landscape change. And I think we need to think about that sort of thing with very young babies, because I do watch, adolescents are getting very hunched where they're doing this all the time.
It's posture, yeah. Cool. Anyway, enough ranting about that. How do we get onto that?
Phone,
30. Anyway.
Is your phone working?
Yeah, my phone's working, so you can call me if you want. If you want to come along to the 30 tomorrow at the Wilmington Academy near Dartford. Or if you can't make that, we've got one at the end of September at Rooter School.
As I said,
And then there will be other schools roll out all the time. Obviously, we haven't been doing any because it's been the summer holiday. So from now on, we'll get loads of schools signing up
to
it.
So you can find out all of the details, where to find Paul Andrews and FSB Kent. With the next generation of talent on kentbusinessradio.co.uk with a little /30-30.
Fantastic. While we're talking about young people, I also am involved with Young Enterprise, and I want to tell you about this. The Young Enterprise Company Programme in schools looks to provide a business mentor or advisor to a school team who set up a real company and trade for a year. It's a competition, and at the end of the year, all those schools come together and compare how they've done and do a presentation on what their business was, how they set up the business. It's a really fantastic scheme. I've been involved with it for years. I'm the chairman of judges for the South East Kent region. However, here in Ashford and South Kent, we're looking for more business advisors and supporters to help in the Ashford and South Kent region. So if you'd like to find out more about Young Enterprise, if you think you can help or you can support or you just want to know more about it, if you could email Trudy Hartridge at y-e.org.uk. That's Trudy Hartridge at y-e.org.uk. Or you can contact me, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Thank you.
I like that name, Trudy Hartridge.
She's lovely, Trudy.
We've had some good names on today's show. Mm-hmm. Construction Expo, which I always get very excited about because I do love a builder. If only you can find one. Construction Expo South East 2018 is held in Sussex this year. At the South of England Event Centre, which offers a more central and accessible location, providing Construction Expo with the opportunity to continue to expand to meet the needs of the fast-moving sector. So the next event is on Thursday, the 13th of September. It's at the South of England Event Centre, as Paul so charmingly said, in Ardingly. Haywards Heath, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30. You can go to www.constructionexpouk.co.uk.
Fantastic. And there's a dinner in the evening as well, and the after-dinner speaker is the wonderful Mr. Giles Brandreth.
Brilliant.
Who was a guest on our show last week.
How did it go?
He was brilliant. He was lovely. It was Giles. He was fantastic.
Again. I must listen again.
If you want to listen to that, that was show 392. It is up to listen again. Do have a listen because he was hilarious. Fantastic. I'm going to play a track now. And this track was picked by a guest on Scoff and Quaff Show, the lovely Natalie of Harrison's Ovens.
You're not going to make me guess the intro, are you?
Yeah, we'll see.
She's young, though.
Yeah,
no,
you see. Yeah, we'll see if you can get it. You'll never get it.
Oh, fire starter. I'm a fire starter.
Prodigy.
Yay. Very avant-garde. That would have been good on my show.
Infatuated.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Don't miss the Southeast Construction Expo, the premier CPD-accredited conference and exhibition. Hear from leading industry speakers. Find out about major projects. Free meet the buyer and lots more. Thursday, 13th of September 2018 at the South of England Event Centre with free parking. Visit www.constructionexpouk.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 4th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stunkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We've got a fantastic lineup, I guess. We're going to be talking to Bruce shortly. I'm just going to do a couple more tweets before we talk to Bruce. I've had a tweet from Gemma Fairclough Haynes, and she says, can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for our employment law update seminar? It will be at the St. George Hotel in Chatham on Wednesday, the 10th of October, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tickets are £45 and are available on Eventbrite by searching Orchard Employment Law. And many thanks. That's from Gemma. You can follow Gemma on the Twitter. It's Gemma with a J. Fairhay, all one word, Gemma Fairhay. Do give her a follow and do get along to her employment law update seminar. Cool.
Always a good one.
Mm.
We've got the Networkers Networking event, which is a full-day event that's all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. And the next one will be on the 27th of September, the stunning location of Brands Hatch Place, which is near Forcombe. And it's a Thursday, the 27th of September. And the theme for this event is old and new. So you'll be there.
I will.
You'll be the old bit, will you?
I'm the old bit, yep.
Okay. And three great speakers. We've got the lovely Paul Andrews, who's a...
That'll be me then.
Who's a serial... entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. Cereal eater. I like a bowl of cornflakes.
Business and mentor who is passionate about SME businesses and the business community. Also, Brian Wakefield, publisher of the GM Life magazine, as well as running one of, if not the biggest, networking breakfast meetings in Kent, the BBN. And also Ben Abbott, he's the owner of Maximum Media and he's the host of the Kent Business Podcast and public speaker. Ben will be sharing his new experience of networking and how he sees mindset as a vital part of ensuring a great result from your networking. Early bird tickets are available. Please go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk. Sorry.
You're going to cough, aren't you? Pass a spittoon, someone. Thank you for that, Jules. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to someone sensible. We've got a guest at last. Yeah, we can stop all this nonsense and actually start to talk to somebody sensible. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show Mr. Bruce Kidd. Bruce is from Operational Accounting Systems, known amongst us all as Oasis.
That's it.
Bruce, yes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back on
Thank
the show.
You very much.
We really do appreciate you being here. For those that don't know, why don't just give a quick overview of what Operational Accounting Systems does?
No problem. Oasis, as we call it, is a software company, and we supply, install, support and give ongoing consultancy in the support, in the software that we supply to our customer base.
Okay. And is there a particular field of software that you focus on?
Yes, we are resellers, as we call it in our world, for two bits of software. But we specialize in certain areas. So we specialize in the construction industry.
Right.
We specialize in manufacturing and wholesale distribution. Those are our bigger areas,
right, okay.
I suppose, of business that we deal with.
Okay. And the software that you're providing is accounting software and process management software. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, I would call it an end-to-end solution. Mm. It gives you everything from the first entry to the last output of data that you receive via management account. So it's cool. An all-included, everything, all singing, dancing, just doesn't make the coffee system.
That's not good for me.
Doesn't make
the coffee. And is it you say you specialize in manufacturing, distribution and construction. Is there a size limit to it? Is it big organizations, medium? How does it work?
We look at the SME market as a company. That's who our targets are. But the software will fit some larger organizations.
It'll scale up.
Especially the exact offering that we do.
Okay.
That could be rolled out to thousands of users at a point in time. Mm. That could use it over several platforms, over several countries at the same time. Mm. Whereas Pegasus is more a system where we look at the SME market within the UK,
okay.
Where we serve them up to a certain amount of users, and it does that market very, very well.
Okay,
we integrate the two systems.
Okay,
so the Pegasus is a very strong back office system, but Exact gives us additional functionality that we can then add onto a value for our customers, and this is where we're going with the construction industry now.
Right.
We've looked at what we have on offer, we've integrated this all, and now we can go to the construction and say, okay, guys, we can give you an end-to-end solution.
Yep.
We're quantity surveyors, we're surveyors, we're project managers, we're HR teams, where everybody can do work on a single system,
right.
Although it might be several systems, but a single entry point, and you get a single bit of information at the end.
I get it. Pegasus is an accounting product, primarily.
Correctly.
I got that horrible, horrible thing, making tax digital.
Yes.
Yeah, which the government have been threatening us with for ages.
Yes.
And keep pulling out of, a bit like a lot of things they do these days. But where do we stand with making tax digital? What's your views on that?
As far as we are aware at the moment...
Mm-hmm. They change the goalposts.
Until they change the goalposts, which they very often do at last minute.
Mm.
As far as we are aware, we are introducing the changes into the software that's needed to roll this out to those companies who need to be part of the making tax digital from April next year.
Yeah.
So I think at the moment, as we are aware, it's going ahead.
Yeah.
And we call it making tax digital, but it's more making VAT digital, in inverted commas, because it really only applies to the VAT side to start with.
Yeah.
So we're kind of thinking that at the moment, it's still going ahead. It's going ahead for those companies that is above the VAT threshold of 85 grand on per annum. They have to do this digitally going forward.
Mm.
And yes, so as far as we're aware, the software is being changed, both Exact and Pegasus, to introduce these changes from April next year, which is hand in hand with the annual HMRC changes anyway, where thresholds change on pension calculations and basic rates of tax and all that kind of stuff. So
absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of taking a mickey a bit, but it is true, because this could change radically, especially with Brexit, because we don't know what's going to happen. And VAT is an interesting one. I was reading HMRC the other day was saying that once we've exited the European Union, of course, all the VAT rules change, because VAT is a European tax, and they've issued a position paper that says if you import products from the European Union into the UK with VAT on them, you will not have to declare it at customs in the way that you do for a third country. What you can do is roll it into your normal VAT return. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way of doing it.
It sounds interesting,
That's got all kinds of potential for fraud, that.
Well, it sounds like it, I mean.
But that's what they're saying at the moment. So you're right. It's going to change, isn't it? Or it could potentially change. Yeah.
And I don't think at the moment we're at the final hurdle of what it's going to be. From experience from the HMRC, it's very touchy-feely, and it takes a couple of years to get it right, you know. So very often they will go, oh, we'll waive any fines for the first year or two,
yeah,
because people might not get it right, you know.
Exactly.
It's quite a push to push everybody to be digital in how they manage, because a lot of smaller companies just on the threshold of the 85 grand have no system.
Yeah, in place. Absolutely.
You know, they do spreadsheets. And you can't anymore from that point in time, you can't log on to this portal of the government gateway to put your figures in. I believe there are still a way of doing it with spreadsheets, but it's old fashioned. And I'm going to say that most companies should really not be considering running their business on a spreadsheet anyway.
So. Well, it's interesting. If you don't mind, it's worth exploring that a little
Absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, yeah.
I know some silly numbers, some of which are true, most of which I made up. but there's 4.8 million small businesses in the UK. Okay. Yeah. And according to the Federation of Small Business, 72% of them have no digital presence at all. Okay. That's a huge, and I had to double check that because that sounded huge.
Sounds massive.
Yeah. But I suspect, you know, amongst smaller companies, and you're quite right, a lot of them aren't going to be VAT registered yet. But as time unfolds, if they don't put up those thresholds, it's not going to be very soon before they are. And the fact is that so many small businesses just don't have the systems in place. They try to run on things like spreadsheets and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, small business, anyway, in my opinion, the smaller businesses that we deal with very often have an accountant that does all of this in the background. And from what I have understood from speaking to some smaller companies, they go, making tax digital, we're going to pass it on to the accountant.
Yeah,
we're just going to pass it on to the accountant.
Yeah.
Kind of changing the moving responsibility to someone else because we don't fully understand what is going to happen. The prospect of introducing a system into our business as a small business to become digital is quite a daunting prospect for a lot of smaller businesses. So
Absolutely.
I think a lot of business are going to pass over to accountants.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that been going on because small businesses have been attacked. I use the word attacked, but we've had so many regulations in the last few years. You know, we started off with all the parental leave stuff, which was okay. That was easy to deal with. And then we moved on to workplace pensions, which was not easy to deal with. And then they slapped the ridiculous GDPR in place. Yep. And all of a sudden, small businesses are going, I can't deal with any more of this. I just can't deal with it. I'm just spending my entire life doing government regulations. Yeah, you know, I might as well not be in business.
I mean, that GDPR was crazy. It went on and on.
Do you know, there's a thousand US news websites that are currently blocking Europeans from accessing them because they just go, do you know what, forget it. We can't be bothered. Yeah. And that's dangerous for Europe. It's dangerous for Europe that we're getting left behind because people are just, rather than, you know, look at their rules and go, we'll do something about it, they just block Europe. Yeah. Over 1,000, and I'm not talking rubbish website, I'm talking news websites. Yeah. You know, like Forbes magazine. I tried to get into an article on Forbes and it wouldn't let me the other day.
Because they can't track your, they don't want to track your IP or your cookie or whatever you want to call it. They don't want to track it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, all of those things.
What's the way around that then? What do we need to do?
Who knows? Yeah.
Change
the rules, basically.
Another show.
I mean, you've got to start thinking about the ramifications of it. But at the moment, the European Union are now playing with Article 13, which is even worse, which is to try to impose some kind of copyright rule on everything that's posted on the internet, which means that you can't retweet anything because you've just infringed copyright of the person that retweeted it. You know, it's just crazy. They actually implemented it as a trial in Spain in 2015, and it was such a disaster that they removed it after a month. But hey, they're going to do it again.
They're trying to play with the British summertime as well.
They want to make it the standard time.
Normally come around this time of year every year?
Yeah, exactly. I saw a poll. Would you prefer it to be permanently winter, permanently summer, or the same as it always is? But of course, everybody put permanently summer without realising what the ramifications of that are, because it just sounded nicer, didn't it? It's ridiculous.
I would like double British summertime.
Because
it's ridiculous. It's getting dark now, quarter to eight. It's all wrong. I think we'd all be healthier if we had a bit more light in the evening. But
bit of vitamin D.
Bit of vitamin D.
Anyway, back to Bruce and the kind of things you're doing. One of the things I like about Oasis, Bruce, is that you're always doing innovative, interesting things.
Yes.
And I've seen you floating around at Legoland and Chessington World of Adventures. Tell us about some of those things that you've been doing.
No problem. I mean, we always try and find a way of introducing our product via marketing that is a bit different, that kind of catches the eye, I suppose. At the moment, our whole campaign is about the view. We went on to the Y, as you know, we situated in Wye. We went up to the Wye Downs. We took an amazing picture of the beautiful view that you get from there. Mm. And that is what we are using. How do you view your business? Because that's Wye. That's where we are.
Yep.
And that's what our business is about.
Okay.
And how do you view your business in the sense of how can you introduce different elements to it to integrate it, to come to a point in the business where it is what you want. Mm. Now, we're exhibiting at the construction expo. This is the one on the 4th of October at the Kent Event Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm hosting a roundtable session that we're going to call Can Today's Integration Keep Up with Tomorrow's Demands?
Right.
Now, we're looking at this, again, bringing our marketing back to our Lego side.
Right.
You know, so how do you build? How do you build your software? How do you build your business to get to this view of what you want your business to be? You know, you start with a view of your business, you change stuff, you go through changes, you build areas, and you end up with what you want your business to be viewed as. Mm. And this is what we're trying to do at this expo. We've got some construction stuff going on the table, so people can actually physically see and have a visual element of how do you build your software to achieve what you needed to do. You know, so we this is all about construction or construction companies and the construction industry, which of course is, like I said earlier, on one of our specialities, and therefore one of the areas we're going to be looking at is how do these guys integrate their business. You know, whether this be timesheets of project managers that's on the road and they need to put it on an app, or whether this is office-based people that need to do and manage the contracts and the costing that manage on that to be able to produce job profitability reports. So whether this is, because what we very often find is there's a lot of surveyors, quantity surveyors, they each manage their part of the business on a bit of a spreadsheet. Mm. And come the end of the month, someone wants to do a bit of job costing on a job. And Tom, Dick and Harry must each give their spreadsheet so that everybody can try and get information together so that the MD has an idea of where we are standing on a job. Mm. What we are suggesting with a proper integrated system is that totally falls away.
Okay.
Everybody works on the system, and one system puts their information on one system, and come the end of the month, as long as everybody has, of course, done their job like we would expect to do, someone can, and excuse the cliche, press a button to get the information that they need, whether this is a job profitability report or whether this is running through your subcontractors and pushing the CIS 300 to HMRC via the gateway. It all works within one single system.
Absolutely. And that was kind of where I was going to refer earlier to small businesses and moving away from spreadsheets and using cloud-based systems or things like, you know, once you go with something like that, it makes life so much easier because it becomes one push button for your management accounts or whatever.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that a lot of companies need to remember in that respect is it is a massive change to the business, but it's a massive positive change to the business that you can't always see in advance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then suddenly when you've got an integrated system and everybody doesn't run around trying to find information, you suddenly realize, whoa, this is different.
Yeah.
You know, this is working for me. Yes, and that's what we're trying to achieve. And I also think that small businesses nowadays need to remember this is not so unattainable anymore.
Exactly.
It's not the big guys only who have access to these systems, because our system certainly isn't just for the big guys.
Yeah.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, whichever element of it is you need, but it can all be integrated.
Yeah. Mm. And it's not as complicated as it sounds either.
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty of it. Yeah. In fact, it's simpler to do it that way than it is to keep it in a shoebox and search through your spreadsheets for the last spreadsheet you did.
The other thing is, you know, no one ever suggests these kind of changes has to happen overnight, because you know, you can't go into a company and go, 30 people, I'm changing everything you do and tomorrow we'll be working differently. You know, people just kick you out. It's just not going to happen that way. So we are very keen, and we very much always introduce this phased approach. So you start with, you know, introducing some areas integrated into the business so people can start working like that. And just over a period of time, you can fully integrate everything. But then it becomes a process where everybody works together to achieve an end result, rather than me going and saying, guys, we're changing everything tomorrow. You need to do what I say.
Yeah.
Because it's just never going to work. It's never going to work that way.
Sure. So, just coming back, it's interesting, we're talking about Lego and building blocks. Did you see what Lego themselves did a couple of weeks ago? They built a complete life-size model Bugatti Chiron that was drivable.
Wow. That's
made
incredible.
Entirely from Lego bits.
Wow.
Yeah, and they gave it to a race driver to drive, and he drove the entire Lego Bugatti Chiron up a racetrack. I mean, it went at about 5 miles an hour, but it went. It actually drove. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Amazing. If you look on, I saw it on Facebook, but it's probably a YouTube video. It showed you them building it. And then testing it. Unbelievable. Really fantastic.
So you'll be buying
entirely
your
Lego.
Out of Lego.
Yeah. Who needs a car and just go to Lego for Christmas?
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
I'd like to say hello to Nurse Liz, who is watching in Pennsylvania, watching you live, Bruce Kidd.
Thank you.
Hello, Liz. Hello. Hope you're well. Hope things are good in Pennsylvania. What's the weather? It must be early in the morning there.
Yeah, it must be early. She listened to Bunker, to Scoff as well, Superior Show,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, so she must have been up at the Cracker Sparrows.
She sets her alarm.
Yeah, yeah. What's the weather like in Pennsylvania, Liz?
Yes.
Is she talking to you?
She's not answering, no. There's lots of people watching. And they're sending you hearts.
Right, thank you very much.
I don't think they're sending any to Paul Andrews. They're all
no,
for
they
you.
Wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. They're all for
I'm
Bruce.
Sure it's not. Yeah. Anyway.
Although there have been comments on your lovely shirt, Paul.
I did see that, yeah. Somebody was making the fact that I had actually bothered to put a shirt on.
Well, that was lovely Annette Bunn, of course.
It was, Nettie, yeah. So, Bruce...
Yes.
What's the plan next? What have you got? What's
so,
coming next?
So, like I said, for us now, we are kind of working towards two events. Mm. We've got on the 4th of October, we've got the construction event that we're going to, where we're hosting the roundtable session. So we'll have a talk and information on the day and get people involved in building some Lego on the table and just...
And can people just, because it's at the Kent Event Centre, it's a free event for people to attend.
Totally
can they just
event.
Rock up and play
people
with your
can
Lego?
Rock up, but they could, absolutely, or they could book in advance places on the roundtable sessions because they are limited. And from last experience, they kind of get booked up very quickly.
Yeah.
After that, we're going to something called the IT Showcase in Olympia in London, which is where we really move into some other areas and into the London borough, I suppose, to try and do some business with guys over there.
Okay.
But again, we take our unique brand of totally integrated software to them guys over there to kind of show them what we can do.
And what's the show in London?
It's called the IT Showcase.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can't for the life of me remember the date now, but...
Okay, do you know where... Is it the O2?
It's at the Olympia.
Olympia. London. Oh, you did say, yeah.
Olympia
yeah,
in London.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Bruce, thank you so much for
thank
that. It's a pleasure, as always, to talk to you. If people want to find out more about Oasis, what's the best way to do that?
Best thing to do is to head on over to our website. It is www.o-a-sys.co.uk.
And the link to that is on the Kent Business Radio website and will always be on the Kent Business Radio website. You can find it there if you couldn't remember it or write it down.
Yes.
Oasis.co.uk. Do check them out. Do have a look at what they do. For the moment, Bruce, thank you so much for that. It's a pleasure to see you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Mr. Bruce Kidd of Operational Accounting Systems.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Cool. We're fast approaching time for the news, but we've got time for a few more tweets and emails. I've had a tweet from the lovely Deborah Turner, U-Image Consult is her Twitter handle, and she says, Vanilla Web, that's me. Could we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, since tickets finish this afternoon for Breakthrough Women in Business. The event is on Thursday, the 6th of September at Eastwell Manor, with speakers Ryok Wan, School of Booze, blimey, and Kent Police Cyber. Well, that'll be Amy from Kent Police Cyber. And there's loads of networking. And, of course, could we have a shout-out for the FSB Kent? And for Facilitator Kent, that will be Louise, I think, Louisa Felstead. And for the FSB 3030 tomorrow. So she's got loads of stuff in there. So just to deconstruct that, that's the Breakthrough Women in Business, Eastwell Manor on the 6th of September. And the event we talked about earlier, which is FSB 3030 at Wilmington Academy tomorrow. So thank you for that, Debs.
Now, Supply My Business has given you a little tip here, Paul Andrews.
Oh,
he said,
good.
He said, talk to at Fruit Geek UK with your Apple problems. James Stockdale is our resident Apple expert at Brian's BN, having worked for them in technical in-store for 12 years.
He can unlock my phone, can he?
He's done it all for you, probably.
Good man.
Yeah, for a tenner. Down the market.
I don't think so. I think,
The Business Diaries, have you mentioned them?
I haven't yet.
They say, hello, B Bunker, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin. The lovely Jules Serkin, not so lovely.
They say the lovely Jules Serkin.
Yeah, not so lovely.
They've been on the wine again, have they?
Can we please have a lovely shout out for our next storytelling event, which is on the 13th of September. And our storytellers on the 13th of September are at Keith Mabs. That's MABBS at Ali Hollands, at Sad to Sunshine, at Macca _ 63.
That's Paul McCartney, that is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I always guess the songs you're going to play when he's on. And at Clockwork Moggy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Business Diaries, it's something completely different. It's really good. It takes place at the Innovation Centre in Medway on a regular basis, and it's a bunch of storytellers. It's people that come along and tell a story. It's a story that is from their business life, but it's not about business, if you see what I mean. So it's not a sales pitch, it's not marketing, it's not how I succeeded in business. It's an interesting story of something that happened to them in their business life. I've been to all of the Business Stories so far, and there's been about five or six. Each one has five stories. They've all been different. Some make you cry, some make you laugh, some you just stand back in amazement. It's a really brilliant event. It really is a lovely event, and I highly recommend going along. It's just entertaining, really.
And we've had a tweet from at CBS4Kent, and he says, well, they say, that sounds like that show, that's the Business Bunker, is going to be a box of fireworks with Jules Sirkin and Vanilla Webb. A cracker, I think.
It's a cracker is what he meant, isn't it?
Yeah, or a Catherine wheel, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
It could be anything, of course.
Could go off like a Vesuvius. Okay, I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbray, and they say, hello, Business Bunker, hello, Vanilla Webb and team. The September newsletter is out today, including an article on succession planning. So important for every business, and our October course at Chilston Park. So anyone wanting a copy, they just need to contact us through direct mail, or they can email us kate@athelbray.co.uk, and Athelbray spelled A-L-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, Athelbray, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E.co.uk. That's kate@athelbray. Cool. You can do one more, and I'll tell you what, I'll do one.
Okay. I'm eager.
Have you ever thought about becoming a trainer?
What kind of trainer?
Any kind of trainer.
Personal trainer?
Any trainer. No. Training in terms of classroom-based training.
Okay.
Yeah. Places are going fast at our Ashford workshop. Contact us as soon as possible to reserve a place. There's a workshop taking place on Saturday the 15th of September from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is completely free to attend. Come along and learn some training skills. What they're going to do is they're going to teach you how to put together a training program, how to deliver training, and give you some training skills. And this is available for anyone. You can be on the point of leaving school or college or university, or you can have been worked in industry for donkey's years. But it's if you think you might like to work in the field of training, it's a course on how to be a trainer and how to put together training courses. Really interesting stuff. And it's free, and it's a couple of hours.
There's a real art to it, isn't
there? Yeah. If you want to find out more or to book a place on it, there's an email address, which is info@travol-international.co.uk. info@travol-international.co.uk.
The Folkestone restaurants rally together to raise...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I put Lees in there. Rally together to raise funds for the Lees lift repair.
That's why you put the Lees in there.
That's why it is, isn't it? I knew there was something about Lees. Restaurants in Folkestone have come together to kickstart the crowdfunding to restore the Lees lift in Folkestone. They're launching the Lees lift restaurant month on the 1st of September, where diners will have an optional small donation added to their bill, as well as special menu items in some restaurants to choose from. Many restaurants have become involved, including the Pullman, the Harbour Inn, Lubin's, Follies, the Bouverie Tap, the Cliff Restaurant in the View Hotel, Rock Salt, the Smokehouse, the Grand, making me hungry, this, Coppers in Hythe, and the Holy Pundit in the Hythe.
Neo?
The Holy Pundit.
The Holy Pundit?
Yeah, great name, isn't it?
I don't know that one.
I don't. It's in the Hythe Imperial.
Right, okay.
With more hoping to join in during the month. And for those listeners who don't know, those in Pennsylvania or Florida and everywhere, Folkestone is built on a big cliff, isn't it, Paul Andrews?
It is indeed.
So the Lees lift would take
from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, and if you
surprisingly
imagine, elderly or infirm that couldn't climb all the steps and things. So The Leeds lift, which is grade 2 listed, is one of the few remaining water balance lifts in the country.
It's Victorian, isn't it?
Yeah, like you, really. Mm. It was closed in 2017 after the Health and Safety Executive determined that a secondary braking system needs to be installed to comply with safety legalisation. And in September of 2017, the Folkestone Leeds Lift Company, that CIC, was formed with the intention that the Leeds lifts be brought back into use with a sustainable and long-term future. They aim to return the building into a functional and safe condition and to restore the lifts to its Victorian glory. An engineering survey commissioned using funds donated by the Folkestone Estate and the Roger de Haan Charitable Trust has identified initial work that needs to be carried out to repair the lift and ensure that it is compliant with appropriate legalisation. It's going to be a lot of money. The cost of these works, including operations for the first year, is estimated at £500,000, with a significant proportion of this to be spent on the upfront repairs. So, the first round of crowdfunding is seeking to raise £100,000, and donations can be made by going to www.kindlink.com/charity/the-folkestone-leas-leas-lift.
Are you remembering this, listener?
Yeah. I think best to go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
We'll put it on the radio.
And there will be a link there after the show at some stage.
Fantastic.
And Paul Andrews had his tea.
Exactly. Thank you for that, Jules. We're going to join the newsroom now over at Channel Radio Newsroom. Here we go.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.